Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The Miami Heat have added a new component to their COVID screening process. Release the virus-sniffing dogs! How about this? I guess Finland's Helsinki airport has been using these detection dogs, and they say they have an accuracy level of nearly 100%. Even 5 days before actual symptoms appear, these dogs can tell you got COVID going on.
Well, I mean, you hear about the stories of dogs that can, like, that people have as service dogs that can notice if someone's about to have, like, a seizure, and they can pick up on that stuff, and a lot of, like, people get those type of service dogs, and I always thought that was just such an incredible thing that they could pick up on that.
Well, yeah, they can tell within 10 seconds if you got COVID, and they got a video on their website about the whole thing.
Safety, it is our number one priority here at the American Airlines Arena, and it is why we've implemented a number of new measures to create the safest possible environment for Heat games, including an innovative, effective testing method to screen all fans, COVID-19 detection dogs. So what can you expect come game day? You'll be directed to the screening area and asked to put any in-hand items in your pockets and place your hands at your sides. At that time, a COVID-19 detection dog will screen everyone in line by simply walking past each person. If you or someone in your group are not signaled by the dog, you will all be permitted to proceed with the arena's standard entry process. However, if a dog signals on you by sitting down, you and your group will be directed out of line and denied entry into the arena. For more information on detection dogs or any other COVID-19 related measure here at the arena, visit heat.com.
And then they stamp a big C on your head so you can't try and go to a different ticket tape.
And I'm seeing a video that showed the dog sitting down in front of some dude, which means that dude has COVID.
What if the dog just gets tired of standing and just sits down for a second?
Well, then you've got COVID.
You know what? If I was going with a group of people and I knew some people there, I'm like, oh, those people are annoying there in front of us. I'd be like, hey, look. Whatever the dog spot. Hey, Spot, sit. Spot, sit. Dog, sit in trouble. They got COVID!
Yeah, that's
get them out of the line!
That's why we can't use this as a foolproof situation.
Anybody from any other team?
You guys just broke this. Because, right. you'll be using it in the locker rooms. You'll be using it against Patrick Mahomes. Go, oh, yeah, you know what? He's not as a concussion, but he's got COVID. The dog sat down.
I mean, that's just insane, though, that the dogs could pick up on that stuff. And if I was like a group of people, though, I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm not going to sit next to you guys. I'm going to pretend I'm going without. Because what if one of you guys gets flagged for COVID, but no one else has it?
Yeah.
Then you're all screwed.
You're still hanging with me, though?
I want you to go. I don't want to be around you then.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You're probably still going to get checked. Even though you still might be, you know, you'll go to the game, but then you're going to go to the game, maybe infect somebody else because you were hanging with me, you little jerk.
Hey, BJ, would you...
Don't leave me out in the cold, Steve!
What if they were like, if you get a COVID dog, you could travel and go to conventions and stuff again. Would you get a dog? Would that make you a dog lover?
Oh, I see what you're trying to do. No, I only want the dog to work for me. Then somebody else take care of it.
Oh.
I mean, the dog, I can
employ. I don't think it works that way. Like, he's going to walk around with a COVID dog and be like, clearly I don't have COVID. My dog is a COVID dog.
Yeah, he's not sitting down.
I'm spitballing here.
It's not a good spitball. You're just trying to get me to get a dog. Nice try, Danny.
Yeah, I know.
You know, try your trolling somewhere else. Well, I need a troll dog because that way it would sit right on your head.
Oh, with like the hair?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, what if it would be great, though, if like someone's going in a game, the dog sits like, sir, you're in trouble, our sniffing dog, and then you have COVID. Like, oh, good, I was smuggling heroin, too. I'm glad that the dog didn't pick that part up. Just picked up the whole COVID
part.
Yeah,
I mean, they do have those guys. My question is this, this would be a solution that would work. If it works, why are we not doing this, like, everywhere?
Dude, if it works, I would not be surprised to see more venues doing something like this.
Unless they don't
Airports.
Have the... Maybe they don't have the dogs. But I would be investing in this like a son of a gun. I don't know what we think of Helsinki, if we consider those folks to be legitimate with what they've been doing, but they've been doing it at their airport.
I mean, that's, you can employ all the dogs in places where like the foster places and stuff.
Oh, I see. If
dogs that need a home.
If you can train them, what a great idea.
This is like the X-Men.
I love this.
Kind of a thing, but for dogs.
Oh, the school for gifted dogs.
Yeah, the sea dogs.
Okay, the sea dogs. Huh. Hmm.
No?
I don't know if that works. What's the C stand for? I was going to say the
COVID dogs. What do you think the C stands dogs. For?
Okay, all right, I like
boosters.
It. The C dogs. All right. It's odd to me that we haven't looked into this to the point that we could have figured this out and maybe we get things started sooner. I don't know why, unless we don't have enough dogs.
Unless anyone even thought of this. I mean, because if someone said, "Hey guys, I was thinking, why don't we get dogs to sniff people out for COVID?" I bet a lot of people be like, "That's just stupid." Even though we've seen stories, and even one person says, "Hey, dogs can smell cancer. They can
exactly."
Yeah.
So it's been out there. Even you made that connection. So come on, you mean to tell me there hasn't been a smart enough person to make the connection? And even though they might have been shouted down, that someone said, "No, moron! Look, they do this. They do this. Of course, they can do this."
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad. That's bad if we got a lot of dogs that could do this and we haven't been using it. I don't know.
If we're going to have a dog at a venue, I hope they're going to like dress the dog up as a fan. You know,
oh,
like,
of course, yeah. You're going to put him in the,
have it like wear like a Seahawks jersey outside of CenturyLink Field or Lumen Field.
Yeah. Dress him like Blitz.
Yeah, what if maybe we train Blitz.
We train Blitz to be
a COVID sniffing mascot.
A COVID sniffing eagle. Yeah. Or Seahawk. He's not an eagle. He's a Seahawk. Yeah, we get a COVID. we get him to be a COVID sniffing Seahawk. Maybe the hawk that we fly around. Maybe the hawk could just come down and take a dump on the people that got COVID.
Oh, is that how it works? So dogs sit, birds poop on you.
Exactly. Let's train all the animals.
They say if a bird poops on you, it's good luck. If you have COVID, it's bad luck.
Oh, yeah. All right. Then I'm afraid the rest of us are going to have to get pooped on. Is that what you're saying?
Who says that it's good luck if a bird poops on you?
I know. That's an old
one. Someone who got pooped on by a bird, I think. That's how it started.
Somebody from Seattle that tried to look at it half full. You know,
I've been hearing that since I grew up as a kid.
I know, but I'm saying somebody had to come up with it who was a silver lining person. Because there's no reason when you get pooped on that you're going to get, great luck.
What if they won the lottery after they got pooped on by a bird?
I'm like, you know what? If we can find that one person that won the lottery after getting pooped on by the bird, then we know the origin of that whole ridiculous wives tale.
Well, it comes from Russian superstition, which is based on the rare odds of actually being pooped on by a bird.
Oh. Well, it's rare that I would get hit by a train, but no one ever gets hit by a train. They're like, wow, that's actually good luck, sir.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you could walk away from getting a little poo on you.
This is why, you know what? This is why we're at war with Russia, sort of.
Oh, this is why.
Yeah,
sort
because,
of.
Because their axioms make no sense.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what about the dog poop one? They also say if you step in dog poop, it's good luck.
Who said that? The guy that pretty much doesn't want to clean up their dog poop?
They said it.
It's the guy who doesn't want to clean up his dog poop that says that.
It is not lucky because I end up throwing all the dog poop from my neighbor. Sorry, I'm really triggered by this because my neighbor's dog has been pooping all over my area, my house.
I guess so, because you're happy with bird poop, but not dog poop.
Fling it at them.
I have been flinging it at their house.
Oh, I get to see
that's a mature way to do it, right?
That's the only way you
Vicky's,
do it.
Okay, Vicky's behaving like a monkey in a zoo. I love this. Let's go watch.
I got a pooper scooper, and I just fling it over at their house.
All righty, then. Yeah, that sucks when see, now you know my dream. You guys made fun of me when I had troubles with my neighbor who let his dog poop in my yard, and I'm like, what are you doing? Can't you figure this out?
Someone has a good name for him. They could be called the COVID Hounds.
COVID hounds.
The COVID hounds of justice.
McSniff. Oh, that sounds a little menacing.
We'll call them McSniff. We got McGruff. Call them McSniff. The COVID hounds.
The COVID dogs. I love it.
The sniffer doodles.
The sniffer doodles.
I don't know.
Okay.
No? Nah. Hey, man, we got some bad news, BJ.
What happened?
I just the Rev sent me the link. I just saw this. Hank Aaron just passed away.
Oh, Hammer and Hank.
86 years old.
Whoa. Well, I mean, 86, I mean, that's a good run.
Yeah, it's still sad.
It's amazing. A lot of folks that aren't baseball fans, and we talk about race being an important thing. That guy had to deal with it big time because, you know, when he broke Babe Ruth's home run record, it was not a fun time for him. Many people were massively racist against him.
He was getting death threats. Yeah. Nowadays, you don't even like, I mean, well, there's obviously idiots in the world no matter what. But at that time, I guess it was like just a ridiculous amount of death threats. Could you imagine being Hank Aaron? You're about to break Babe Ruth's record with home runs. Every time you step up to the plate thinking something bad might happen if I do this, but I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the courage that people like him had are just amazing. And what a fantastic ball player. I argue that, you know, he did it without any steroids. He did it without anything at all. I mean, that guy legitimately broke the record, as opposed to some of the other players that I really don't recognize because they had juice in their system, in my opinion.
Yeah, because he held that record up until the steroid era, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With what, like, so was it Sosa or who broke the record?
I forget. Was it Barry Bonds that actually broke the record of how many home runs? Like,
right.
You're talking once per season, and I don't know if Hank ever had the season-holding record of home runs, but he did beat Babe Ruth for the most home runs hit
Barry
in a
Bonds
career.
Now has it, yeah.
Yeah, but Barry Bonds now has that record, and I just think it's massively tainted. Part of it is
762 home runs Hank Aaron had in his career.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
And you know, you wonder if they had it, because one thing about steroids, it not only, you know, pumps you up, but it also allows you to heal quicker. And there are players that, you know, would probably not have been able to come back and play the game as effectively as long as they did without that steroid use, which is one of the things that we look at Ken Griffey Jr. And, you know, Jr., you know, what could he have been if he took steroids? He would have been able to play longer and much more effectively. That's what people don't like about the steroid guys. Mm-hmm. And Henry Aaron didn't have that. He just naturally played as long as he could, hit all those home runs.
Hammer and Hank.
Hammer and Hank, 86 years old, passed away today. That's a
true legend when it comes to baseball.
He was one of my favorite players growing up. I did a book report on him in school. I loved baseball. I loved Hank. I didn't know at the time my family hated me because of that, because I had no idea that some people in my family were racist, and I didn't know that's why they were mad at me for some of the players that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I don't know. I like a player that's good. Hank Aaron seems to be really good. And they're like, you're crazy. He's no Babe Ruth. I go, actually, he's going to be better than Babe Ruth. And oh, my
BJ
God.
BJ digs the long ball.
I dig the long ball. Well, RIP, Hank. You were a class act, and you made the sport a ton better. That's a fact. Well, here's a question for you. Would you wear a wristband that you would let you... let your boss know if you're in a good mood or a bad mood? Would you wear a wristband that would give that information out to your boss? All right, well, we're going to talk about this new invention at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This next story is really going to illustrate, I believe, just how the socially awkward have found a way to communicate.
Okay.
because I don't know what else to do to explain this device. It's a device called Mood Beam, and that's mood like, you know, what kind of mood are you in? Mood Beam is a wristband that lets your boss know how you're feeling. See, you laugh. Vicky goes, huh. See, it's well, that's a generation.
I can save right myself there. Some money. It's like, you know how I'm feeling? I'll show you. If I show you the bird, that means I'm not in a good mood.
There you go.
That's my mood beam. Hey, you're number one, boss.
All right. Rev, what do you think of the mood beam?
It, basically, I'm okay with it in just terms of, like, don't ask me that dumb question and let me do my work.
Yeah, but you, this one here, here's what it is, man. It's got two buttons. It's got a yellow button, and it's got a blue button. It's very, you know, it should have a red button and a blue button, so it would be like the Matrix.
Like Matrix. Here, here's what it looks like. It just kind of almost looks like a white Fitbit.
Yeah, and you're supposed to hit the yellow one when you're happy, and the blue one when you're not, you know, because I'm feeling blue. Yeah, this way...
What if I'm worried that if I hit the yellow one, it's like I'm suffering from jaundice?
Yes, yes, what? That will be a thing.
Does it make your skin yellow or something?
It does, yes.
Would it be bad?
No, jaundice makes your skin yellow.
Yeah, so I'm hitting the yellow button. I'm not feeling
I have jaundice. I think they can tell if your skin's yellow already. I
mean, all right, good point.
I'd be a smartass about it. So, like, if clock out is at 6 o'clock, at 6:01, I'd just be hitting the yellow button. Like, I'm happy, 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 happy.
Oh,
just
that would be funny.
With the boss.
So what's the hope? Is, like, the boss will treat you differently if you hit the certain buttons? Like, they'll be nicer to you if you hit the blue button? Because if that's the case, I'm just going to hit the blue button all the time. In a pissy mood, boss.
Yeah,
pissy
right? Mood.
Okay, so perhaps you guys aren't the best people to actually use the mood beam. It's here. It's here so the company can keep an eye on your mental health. Here's a little more info about it.
We know feeling connected is everything to you right now. So rest assured as Mood Beam gives meaning to remote management from day one. If your company is one that cares about the well-being of its workers, you'll already know that engaged teams are everything if your company is to thrive in these difficult and ever-changing times. I can see from the Mood Beam dashboard that it's been a challenging week for some of you, but I've got some ideas that I'd like to run through that I think might help. Mood Beam keeps teams connected, gives them a voice, and lets you know how they're feeling every day. A real driver for change, it brings awareness, supports organisational change, and promotes positive engagement.
I like that music.
Well, the music's putting right. me, I'm hitting the blue button because of the music.
See, okay, so they have a dashboard. That's interesting because all I would do is I would coordinate with everyone who has one, and we would just make like a little rave on his computer. So he just, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow.
Okay, so that's what Rev would do. Steve would just give them the finger. Vicky's like, Danny, Mood Beam, what do you think?
If I had to sit that example of like, okay, everyone, I see from our stats.
Right. You're on a Zoom meeting and they say something like that.
Or like, yeah, they're like, we're going to have a special Friday meeting every week to talk about the Mood Beam. And with the stats, I'd be like, I'd be so mad. I'd be like, I don't want it to come to work anymore.
I'd be like, where's the shut the F up button?
Yeah.
On like, which one do I hit for that? Because exactly. This is stupid.
Where's the, this could have been an email button because that's right? What I need to press all the time.
Imagine getting like, showing up to work and your boss like pulls out a box and says, here, I've got these. For all of you guys and their wristbands, and this is what he wants you to wear.
See, I feel the socially awkward would be all over this, but yeah, me where I feel like I'll just talk to somebody.
If you're socially awkward, I feel like, hey, just hit me up over email if you're not feeling all that hot.
Yeah. That's even tough for people to do if they're socially awkward. To make any sort of communication that they're unhappy or talk about their feelings, not an easy thing for a lot of people to do. But, you know, email...
But won't they then be weird about it with the wristband? Like, if they're, like, worried, then they'd be like, I'm happy, I swear, I'm totally happy. Ignore the tears coming out of my eyes.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's hard to know if this is just showing that an employee is unhappy or if it's you specifically. That, you know what I mean? Because the way she talked about it was like, I'm seeing a lot of folks were unhappy last week. So I don't know if her dashboard gives her, if there's anonymity or if in fact, you know, like she's got 20 employees and she sees one of 15 of her 20 employees are sad, but she doesn't know which ones are. She just knows a bunch of them are
so
sad.
So during the Zoom meeting, she's going to be like, who's unhappy? I see 15 of you are.
Yeah, I don't know
if this is, I mean, some things you just don't need to have.
Yeah, is it a bad idea or is it just we are not the right people for it? I don't know.
Why can't we just go, if you're unhappy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
As effective as this thing, really. Okay. You're spending money on this?
Someone said I would try and get them to change colors on my employees. Oh, that'd be fun. Like, let me see if I can make them all blue.
Oh, hack
start yelling at everyone?
Yeah. Just hack it. Why is Freddie always sad?
10 out of 10. Got them all to go blue.
Or if you get the crankiest guy in the office, but they're always happy. Like, that can't be right. Jimmy hates everything. Joe, Sarah, up, thumbs up or thumbs down with the mood beam?
It thumbs is down. Thumbs two down. Thumbs down.
Oh, yeah. Nobody likes this thing.
No, it's stupid. Oh, that's why.
Yeah. And this is, we have a multi-generational room. Now, we don't really represent, you know, Z's a whole lot, but, you know, I mean, pretty much represent everybody else.
I thought this was going to be a little bit more sophisticated. Like, it was going to measure your blood pressure. So if a meeting, like, all the blood pressures are spiking, everyone's freaking out, they know, oh, everyone's stressed out at this meeting. Let's figure it out.
Yeah, you get
this
to choose.
Everybody's heart's racing.
Yeah. That's the next generation, Vicky. Yes. In a way. Yeah, the Moonbeam 2 is going to be that.
When they upgrade it, yeah.
If that's the case, if it goes like heart rate, they'll be like, someone's asleep. It's probably Steve. His Moonbeam is going very slow.
Yeah, he's passed out again.
One person's like, who's happy at work anyway? That's, I mean, yeah, the different levels of happiness. I think all of us would much rather be not working, but, you know, I come in pretty happy to work.
And then lunchtime hits, and then everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless you got triggers like me and you're trying to avoid food, then I'm not happy. I hate food time because I'm trying not to eat it.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. Oh, hey, where's my mood beam?
Oh.
I'm sad.
Oh, your mood beam plays music.
Yeah, look at that. Do you have any happy music for me, or do you just have the Imperial March? I probably just have the Imperial March from Star Wars. That's when I'm the happiest, when I'm just like, da-da-da-da.
I think I have something that make you happy.
All right, what's this? Oh, no, you don't.
Hey!
Makes me happy.
Dominic the Donkey.
Pressing yellow on my
yellow right now.
Christmas donkey. Yeah. Oh, I got something for you, Steve.
Seven yellows and one blue in here.
Yeah. If that's not working, come with this.
Yeah, here's a donkey punch for you.
No.
That's it. Lovely. That's great. Well, any reason to play that song? Yeah.
In January.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a song that should be played year-round.
Is really, it really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Well, I know you think a lot of things, so we'll let that stay.
Or we could go back to the old hypercolor shirts, and they could be like your energy from your body, and if like you're in a bad mood, the shirt turns red. If you're in a good mood, shirt turns, I guess, yellow is the international color for happy. I don't understand that one either.
Well, sunshine, maybe. I don't know, sunshine.
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of, and God knows why. But that's where we are, I guess. We'll see if this thing works or if, in fact, it's a big joke like we all think it is.
And then when you fire the person, do you have to be like, hey, we're going to need the wristband back?
It's like, well, hold on. Let me press it blue first when you fired me. I know. It's so ridiculous sometimes, some of the things we do.
I get the sentiment, and I understand what they're trying to do. I mean, I understand, like, you want to make people feel comfortable at work, and you want to be able to address things if things aren't going well. But I feel like this is one of those things where, okay, did we really need this invented?
And I don't know if it's pandemic based, because it's like, if you can you read the room? If you're really good, you look at your team and see how they're doing, or maybe some people aren't that good at that. Now, if you're remote, like a lot of people are, maybe they do need that just to see, like, what are the spirits of my team since we're not all getting together? But I think we can all guess the spirits are probably not the greatest. Right? I mean, you got to homeschool your kids. You're working from your house. You're getting interrupted all the time. I don't know. Some people think it's great. But if you don't have your own dedicated place you can go to in your house where you will not be bothered to do your job, I got to be thinking it's miserable to have to work from home.
Well, I saw some of my friends that posted on Facebook. You can just see, like, they're just posting pictures of them looking happy because their kids are going back to school. And they're just I've never been more happy to see my child leave our house.
Oh, yeah, it's been a beating. I mean, the kids are home, but then you also have to help in the education of them.
Right, they're not going to pick up on the whole idea of, like, hey, I know I'm here, but technically I'm at work, so please leave me alone.
Yeah, my wife never picked up on that. Oh, yeah, never. I tried doing stuff at home. I was like, this is the biggest mistake I ever made, was having a home office. This was the dumbest thing in the world. I would say, when that door's shut, pretend I am not, you can't get me.
When this door shuts, so does your mouth. Oh.
Hey.
No.
But I mean, like, pretend you could, like, I'm at work, which means you really couldn't just come in and ask me if I needed toilet paper. You wouldn't even ask me, because this was the days before we even had texting.
Right.
It didn't matter. She came in, hey, what do you think? Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm working. That's what I think. Thanks. Thank you. So there's a debate going on right now, because we have to fight about something. And since we now have all the politics over, Steve, we got to debate about something.
Yeah, everything's fixed, right?
Everything's fixed. So now it's time for a new debate.
Okay.
And this is the new enemy of this country, okay? And that is how you stand in the shower.
What?
That's the new debate, and you better stand the right way, or you know what? You're off this show.
Well, don't we all just, we all bent over, right? Isn't that how we do it?
Yeah. That's where I start.
Look, I'm not talking about...
I don't even want to. I can't, let's not. Let's,
it's just now, now I get why my wife looks at me weird every time I take a shower. I thought that was just how we all did it.
I don't really want to picture this. Okay. The first thing you go is like, you know what? It's time to turn on the giant bidet. I don't really want to picture that. There's a woman. Her name is Alice. And she set this whole debate off because she tweeted, quote, "It's normal to shower with your back to the shower, right? Not facing the water." And apparently, you know, some people were like, "What is wrong with you, Alice? Are you a terrorist?"
I'm confused. When I shower, I go both ways.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, look at you.
You spin.
You
know,
well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I put my back when I'm washing my back parts, and then I turn around my front when I'm washing my front parts. I don't want the shower to hit all of my body.
Oh,
isn't
weird.
That how we do it?
That's actually not how I do it. When I wash my front, I get the water on the back, so I get all the soap everywhere that I turn around to rinse off, and then I do the back side when I'm facing towards the water.
Okay, but you're still spinning.
Yes, yes.
Well,
absolutely.
Here's the question, I think. When you are soaping yourself up, how are you facing?
Or your default, like if you're, because we wake up so early in the morning, sometimes I just stand in the shower for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And just like, and I always have my back. Or the water hitting my back.
See, I guess I hate to be the guy that's like, I do both. But there are more often than not, I do like the water hitting my back just to kind of like just decompress. But sometimes I do like getting splashed in the face.
Oh.
And so I'll just kind of like.
Well, I think, you know what, there's a lot of things you can do for that, sir.
So I'll just close my eyes and just let the water hit my face.
Is that, are you sure that's what's happening?
Yes, I'm positive. Okay.
All right, very good.
I realize that I actually like looking towards the water, and that's only a problem when I'm dating somebody because they're always really tall, so the water never hits them. I just get it. I have to position the head lower.
Oh, okay. So
it hits them all weird.
That's when you're in the romance stage where you think that taking showers together is great. I mean, normally,
no, we're saving water.
Yeah, no. No, that's all romance. I mean, really? So if you're with somebody, how often are you taking a shower with them?
Every weekend.
You shower together?
Really?
Yeah, it's a requirement. Yeah, no. It's a requirement for my girlfriend. If I don't shower.
Is she afraid of water?
No. She just is like, we're together, we're going to shower together. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, bonding.
Yeah.
That would annoy you. Because I'd be like, I'm starting to get cold. Like, move out of the way.
Yeah. Well, that's the funny thing to me is I don't care.
I need the double showers. If we're going to do it, double
See,
showers.
That, what you're doing right now
your
with your hands
motions,
and face.
Dude, are really.
That's not the double shower look. That's something that's in a thumbnail.
All right, double shake weights.
again, that's a thumbnail.
Yeah, well, it's the funny thing to me is I don't get cold. I don't really care that much, but she's always freezing. And I'm like, she's like, you're taking up the hallway. I'm like, well, you wouldn't have this problem if you didn't want to shower together. But it's something she requires every Saturday and Sunday.
And you don't get busy in there? It's just like hanging out?
Well, I mean, half the time.
Oh, okay. Well, see, then that's probably why. It's probably like, you know, hey, if it's half the time, then it's probably like, hey, let's, you know, she probably likes the shower.
Whereas, I always sit in the shower. I sit down for a while and just relax, and I stand up and spin front to back as I clean.
You sit, like, on the shower floor way down?
Or they have a chair probably in there.
Yeah.
Like a stool?
I wish I had one of those benches. Those are cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have one, but I had it when I was injured. I never thought of just using it regular.
I love this text because it's the sweetest text, but it's like, this topic is stupid, but I love you guys, though. LOL.
Aw. Well, okay, texter, if it's stupid, what do? Or do you not shower because you're a unclean heathen?
Wow. They loved us.
I know. Doesn't mean they're not a heathen. Heathens love us.
No, okay.
Oh, yeah. Unclean people love us.
Also,
we appeal to everybody.
We can't do the whole about shower together thing because my wife thinks I use way too hot of water. When it comes to showering.
Okay.
Like, I pretty much turn it all the way until it's like I'm borderline burning myself.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the exact opposite of ours. She uses the scalding water, and I always turn it down, and she gets mad at me.
You don't like hot water?
I mean, I like hot water. To the point of where it's like turning my skin red, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Steve, again, he likes the hot water when he's bent over in the shower,
yeah,
first thing.
Fair.
You know, it really... Yeah. Get you going. Well, I feel like, does it matter where your shower caddy is? Because I feel like wherever my shower caddy is, where all my stuff is, that's the way I'm facing most of the time.
That's a good point, yeah, because it's easy access.
Yeah, for the new place, the new shower we got, of course, it was new then, but now I've had it for years. But it was the first time I had the shower caddy facing away from the shower. Because I don't know why, we didn't have the room to put it where the shower was for some reason. So we have the shower caddy at the far end of the shower, and that's now the way I'm facing.
I'm a Photog Jim. Has been married 10 years. We still shower together regularly. Another person, wife and I shower every weekend together. Been married for 20 years. More often than not, something happens.
See, that's the key. I get that. But, you know, if here's the thing. If I don't have Danny's success rate of 50-50, I ain't doing it.
Well, it's hard to make it happen, especially if like your wife's in California and you're in Washington.
That's also true.
Are you gonna like FaceTime?
Zoom shower?
You could. They have those protective slip covers.
BJ's gonna slip and fall, guys. We don't want this to happen.
Okay, well, I mean, so basically, I'm just by myself looking at my wife being by herself. That's it.
Yeah, well, she's sitting on the couch just watching you shower.
I mean, what is that?
That would be awkward.
What the hell is wrong? I mean, if I'm gonna do that, isn't there like better ways to do it than have to do it in the shower? Okay, guys. Okay. Stop, you know, my life is what it is. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
For how many years does a replicant live in the movie Blade Runner?
How many years have I been in Blade Runner? 5 years.
No.
6 years.
No.
9 years.
No.
That's a really geeky question, Steve.
Four.
I hadn't really watched the movie. Yes, four. Good job.
I remember.
Good job. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.